Welcome to another edition of Time Out Sports, the podcast. It's your host, C. Ruff, and I'm glad to be at it again. Listen, we got a lot of things to discuss on this episode. We're going to talk a little bit of NBA. We're going to talk HBCU news. We're going to talk March Madness. And we're also going to talk about our new segment, which is called Ruff's Rant. So weekly, in case you missed it, I'm going to be doing a rant each week, something that is bothering me, something that is basically getting on my nerves. And so we're going to jump into all of those topics today on this episode. Please make sure that you are following us on social media at Timeout Sports 3. That's the Twitter account for the podcast, Timeout Sports 3. And the Instagram account is Timeout Sports with 2 underscores. Make sure to follow us there. Also, you can support the WNBA League Fitz page that I run. Twitter is Fitz underscore WNBA. And Instagram, WNBA League Fitz. So let's get right into it. We're going to start off talking about NBA news. This past week, Warriors star point guard Steph Curry was injured. As Marcus Smart, Celtics guard, dove for the loose ball, and he ended up going into Steph's leg. As a result, Steph Curry will miss at least 2 weeks after a ligament sprain in his left foot. So, that's not very good news for the Warriors at all. They have finally been getting healthy with getting Draymond Green back, with James Wiseman going to play with the D-League team. And being close to returning, now you lose Steph Curry for 2 weeks, which will basically mean that there'll probably be about 3 or 4 games left in the season when he returns. That's not good for the Warriors at all, but hopefully they can pick it back up once he gets back and, make a run in the playoffs. Nets superstar Kevin Durant was fined $25,000 for his language towards a fan. Hawks power forward John Collins is out indefinitely with a foot tear. Now let's talk a little bit about the NBA and how people have been scoring at an amazing clip this season. Can you believe that in the month of March, we've seen 50 plus point games by numerous players? There used to be a time in the NBA when you saw a player score 50. It was rare. Now you're seeing it happen, once, twice a week. So let me run through the list so far of March players that have had 50-plus points in the month of March. Karl Anthony Towns scored 60. Kyrie Irving scored 60. LeBron James scored 56. Jason Tatum scored 54. Kevin Durant scored 53. Sadiq Bey scored 51. Kyrie Irving scored 50. And LeBron scored 50. So what you notice on this list is Kyrie Irving and LeBron James have 2 50-plus point games in the month of March. That's incredible. Now let's transition and talk about my rant. Ruff's rant. Can you guess what my rant is for the week? My rant for the week is going to be about NBA blowouts. NBA blowouts are ruining the product of the NBA. This past week, from Friday to Friday, as I'm recording this podcast on Saturday, from Friday to Friday, there were teams lose by at least 25 points on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So 4 out of the 7 nights, at least one team lost by 25 or more points. That is inexcusable, unacceptable, all of the words that you want to say. The NBA is going to have to figure out what they have to do to get more competitive basketball on a nightly basis. Now, we know that it's been said that some teams and players would like to cut the season from 82 games down to maybe 70, maybe 65. And I think the NBA is going to have to consider that. But the reason why they haven't done it yet is because they're trying to recoup the money. We know that if you drop the season in games, that means there's going to be less revenue coming in. But when you're seeing teams lose by 25 points, 35 points, 40 points, 50 points, I mean, on Friday night, it was to a point where I think the Spurs were losing like 33-8. I mean, we're talking about teams losing by 25, 30 points in the first quarter. This is unacceptable. It makes it hard for fans to really root for teams and support the league on a nightly basis because you know that so many blowouts are happening. Then you had the Clippers last night who basically started their reserves in the second half because guys like Reggie Jackson, I don't know, he was just playing so awful. They were getting beat by so many points that Ty Lue just decided to start the reserves. I mean, what can we do to stop these blowouts? We have got to get more competitive play. There's another NBA rant that I'm going to be having soon, and you probably can guess what it's about. It kind of goes hand in hand with the blowouts. But we're going to save that for another week, and we're going to now transition and talk a little bit of HBCU news. I'm sure by now you've heard. Last Saturday, at Coach Deion Sanders, Coach Prime's, I Believe party in Jackson, Mississippi, which I did attend, it was announced that Jackson State University will be changing their tunnel. Their football tunnel name will be changed to Paper Route Tunnel. Now, some of you may ask, what does Paper Route stand for? Paper Route was the label name of Young Dolph, the rapper, the entrepreneur who was killed. That was his label name. And he was a very enthusiastic supporter of Jackson State football and their program. So they decided to honor him and change their tunnel name to his label name, which I think is a very cool gesture. And, you know, it's gotten a lot of support, got a lot of people that are happy about that decision. So there you have it. Again, rest in peace, Young Dolph. For some other HBC news, we have former NBA point guard Mo Williams has been given a new coaching job. He is going to be taking his talents from Alabama State University, and he's going to join Jackson State University as their head men's basketball coach. So he's staying with HBCUs, but he's just changing his school. Now let's talk March Madness. Y'all know what time it is. March Madness is the best time of the year. We enjoy it. So the tournament started on Thursday, March 17th, and we've already had numerous upsets. Gonzaga did beat Georgia State 93-72. Kansas beat Texas Southern 83-56. Baylor defeated Norfolk State 85-49. Tennessee defeated Longwood 88-56. St. Peter's, 15 seed St. Peter's, defeated the number 2 seed Kentucky Wildcats in overtime 85-79. So there you have it. There's one upset. 85-79, Kentucky, number 2 seed, lost to the St. Peter's. Number 15 seed. You had UCLA defeat Akron 57-53. Providence defeated South Dakota State 66-57. Richmond defeated Iowa 63. Richmond again defeated Iowa 67-63. Arkansas defeated Vermont, 75-71. St. Mary's defeated Indiana, 82-53. San Francisco lost to Murray State, 92-87. New Mexico State defeated UConn, 70-63. Again, 12 seed New Mexico State defeated the 5 seed UConn, 70-63. So there's another upset. You had Memphis defeat Boise State, 64-53. You had Michigan defeat Colorado State, 75-63. North Carolina defeated Marquette, 95-63. Creighton defeated San Diego State, 72-69. Those are Thursday's matchups in the round of 62. And we're now going to talk a little bit about Friday's matchups in the round of 62. Starting off, we had Arizona, number one seed Arizona, defeat Wright State, 87-70. We had number two seed Villanova defeat 15 seed Delaware, 80-60. Number two seed Auburn defeated 15 seed Jacksonville State, 80-61. We had two seed Duke defeat CSU Fullerton, 78-61. We had three seed Purdue defeat 14 seed Yale, 78-56. Three seed Texas Tech defeated 14 seed Montana State, 97-62. Three seed Wisconsin defeated 14 seed Colgate, 67-60. Five seed Houston defeated UAB, 82-68. Four seed Illinois defeated 13 seed Chattanooga, 54-53. Wow, 1-point victory. Miami, the 10th seed, defeated the 7th seed, USC, 68-66. 6th seed, Texas, defeated 11th seed, Virginia Tech, 81-73. 7th seed, Ohio State, defeated 10th seed, Loyola Chicago, 54-41. 11th seed Notre Dame defeated 6th seed Alabama, 78-64. So there's one of your upsets. Again, 11th seed Notre Dame defeated 6th seed Alabama, 78-64. You had 11th seed Iowa State defeated 6th seed LSU, 59-54. There's another upset. 7th seed Michigan State defeated Davidson, 74-73, in a great game. Went down to the wire, as you can see. 9th seed TCU defeated 8th seed Seton Hall, 69-42. So there's your games for the round of 62. And so on today, Saturday, March the 19th, we will have the round of 32 kicking off. And I'm going to give you the matchups that will be taking place today and tomorrow for the round of 32. Give me 1 second. What the? While I'm pulling that up, please make sure again that if you are not to follow our social media platforms, which are our Twitter account, Time Out Sports Twitter account is Time Out Sports 3. And the Instagram account is Timeout Sports with two underscores. Now for Saturday's matchups for the round of 32, we have Baylor, the number one seed, going against North Carolina at 12 o'clock. You have Creighton, number nine seed, going against number one seed, Kansas, at 2:40. You have the number 11 seed, Michigan, Michigan will be going against the 3 seed Tennessee at 5:15 p.m. 12 seed Richmond will be taking on the 4 seed Providence at 6:10 p.m. 5 seed St. Mary's will take on 4 seed UCLA at 7:10 p.m. At 7:45 p.m., you'll have 15 seed St. Peter's going up against 7 seed Murray State. At 8:40 p.m., you'll have New Mexico State going up against 4 seed Arkansas at 8:40 again. At 9:40, you'll have 9 seed Memphis going up against Gonzaga, the number one seed. Those are the round of 32 matchups for today, Saturday, March 19th. And for Sunday, the final matchups of the round of 32, you'll have at 12:10 p.m. Houston going up against Illinois. You'll have at 2:40 p.m. Ohio State going up against Villanova. At 5:15 p.m., you'll have Michigan State going up against Duke. At 6:10 p.m., you'll have Iowa State going up against Wisconsin. 7:10 p.m., you'll have Notre Dame going up against Texas Tech. 7:45 p.m., you'll have Miami going up against Auburn. At 8:40 p.m., you'll have Texas going up against Purdue. And at 9:40 p.m., you'll have TCU against Arizona. This will conclude the March Madness talk and this week's podcast. I hope that you all have enjoyed this episode. Again, make sure to follow our social media platforms. Timeout Sports 3 is our Twitter account. Timeout Sports with two underscores is the Instagram account. And you can support the WNBA League Fitz page that I run and created. Twitter account is Fitz underscore WNBA. And the Instagram account is WNBA League Fitz. Have a great week. And remember that quitting is never an option.